back, our top story today, the shocking announcement from the White House that President Barack Obama suffers from bipolar disorder.
Bipolar disorder is something the president has struggled with for most of his life. After a three-year-long manic period of extreme positivity and productivity, he has now entered a deep depression.
Jane Carmichael is live in Washington, and we also have Onion News Network medical expert, Dr. Simon Campbell.
Hello.
Hello, Glenn.
Dr. Campbell, this has taken a lot of people by surprise this morning.
It has, Glenn, but if you look back at Obama during his campaign and his 6 months in office, you see classic manic behavior, the extreme self-confidence, the euphoric, inexplicable sense of hope. He babbled incoherently for hours about change and the fundamental goodness of the American people.
Yes. In addition, he was known for frequently sending out rambling emails with subject lines like, I am so excited, major announcement, and will you join me? This is not the behavior of a sane person.
But now, of course, the president's behavior has changed dramatically. In fact, we have a copy of the budget that he presented to Congress yesterday, which was not well received, as we all know. And last week, he proposed a health care plan that was nothing more than, quote, if you need a doctor, go see a doctor.
Yes. When asked at a press conference if he was going to further increase the national debt, Obama just replied, why would you ask that? And silently gripped his forehead.
Exactly. You can see it even in his handwriting. Here's his memo book from his manic phase and from his depressive stage.
And sources tell us that today, advisors could barely convince him to pose for his official White House portrait. All he had to do was sit there.
And he's disheveled, he's argumentative, he walks around unshaven in an old stained bathrobe.
Yes, apparently the president has been spending every night on the couch in the Oval Office, watching reruns of NYPD Blue until he falls asleep around 4 a.m. He doesn't leave the room for days at a time, and reportedly it is just filthy.
All right, we're going to have more on this. For now, we want to thank you both very much.
Pleasure,
thank
Glenn.
You, Glenn.
White House officials say Vice President Joe Biden may step in to fill the duties of the presidency. However, that may cause further problems still due to Mr. Biden's very public ongoing struggle with Asperger's syndrome. Moving on now, a record marijuana bust turned out to be mostly swag.